Benson Evergreens, and this is written by Janet Burt. The first meeting of the new season was held in the usual friendly atmosphere with a welcome from Linda Abbott, and Ian Leppard gave some local news. Our speaker for the afternoon was Judy Gibbons from the Island Donkey Sanctuary at Brightwell Cumsotwell. Her background was as a prison governor, then head of social services for Swindon. When she was asked to become chair of the sanctuary trustees, she offered not a lot of donkey knowledge, but a grounding in governance of such an organisation. She has since learned quite a lot about the animals. For instance, donkeys are herd animals, so it is wrong to keep them singly. They usually make one of their fellows a special friend, go about together and show affection, as it would be too difficult to have breeding animals they knew to the donkey stallions. However, on one occasion they accepted some donkeys from Wales and soon found they were already in foal, so they kept the babies who are now strapping teenagers. Donkeys are not the only animals they have had. One day the staff found a pig in the car park and they loved him so much that he was allowed to stay, and he is now 10 years old. Another time they briefly had two mules, but they were not suitable for the sanctuary, so were rehomed elsewhere. When some donkeys arrive, they are in a terribly neglected state, but fortunately the sanctuary now has its own small hospital where a vet can treat them. They have also built a new office, new stables and new runs for the animals. The sanctuary is a charity, so the management are very conscious that they should not take on new projects before they are sure they are financially sound. After all, the money they have is donated to the public as a result of gifts, legacies and fundraising efforts by staff and volunteers. Judy kindly offered to arrange a group visit for members when she would give us a tour, and this was enthusiastically received, so I imagine we shall be having a visit in the coming months. Our meeting finished with afternoon tea and a raffle.